Hello, it's Christina Khater. Allow me to welcome you all to the Christie's Talk, an insightful podcast series powered by Christie's Lab. In today's episode, we delve deeper into the incremental role of women in the agricultural sector with Mrs. Nancy Pshirewe, who is the Product Manager, Pesticides Central at the Bene Agriculture Holding. Nancy, thanks for being here, and it is our utmost pleasure having you with us to have a deep dive into the role of women in the agribusiness and key trends transforming the future of the central sector.
Hello, Christina. I'm very happy to be with you today.
Happy to have you. Could you please share some insights on the current role of women in the agriculture industry, particularly in the context of your work in the pesticide sector?
Women have been traditionally involved in agricultural activities in Lebanon, given the diverse geography of our country. Nevertheless, their role has been limited to labor force for cultural practices, harvesting and post-harvesting, often combined with household activities like almost all our tetas in the mountains. Yet, over the past three decades, we have seen more women graduating as agricultural engineers and occupying several functions mainly related to agri-food processing, nurseries or farm management, landscaping, but much less related to pesticides application or decision making.
Building on your personal experience, what has influenced you to enter the agri-field?
Actually, I originate from the Bekaa Valley, which is like the food bank for the whole country. So agriculture has always been in the forefront of people's daily activities. So this is why I actually decided to major in this field. Now, the challenges were too many. Of course, women are regarded as physically less powerful than men, and maybe in certain areas they doubt your knowledge and your professionalism. So that was like a challenge in terms of dealing with directly with farmers in rural areas.
So talking about these challenges, what are some of the challenges that you have faced in the field?
Challenges in the field are many, whether you're working directly, especially when you're working directly with the farmer or you're in the market within itself. And specifically for the Bene Agri, we cover several markets which are regarded as turbulent countries like Algeria or Iraq. And I often have to travel to these countries. So the first challenge is, of course, thinking of your family's concern for security reasons, first of all. But of course, in the Bene, everything is handled in a way that I don't face any trouble. And at the same time, this was an opportunity actually to discover that women, even in the most difficult areas, can really shine and have an important role. And that's very inspiring for me to go on and never hesitate.
Research has cited evidence that diverse teams and inclusive work environments lead to greater innovation and productivity. How does the Bene Agri encourage and facilitate the inclusion of women in decision-making processes? And how has this contributed to the overall success of the company in the pesticide sector?
The Bene Agri has a dedicated HR department with a majority of women professionals. So first of all, that's already something very good. And they play a key role in the hiring process, development plans, policies, and performance evaluation, all targeting the well-being of all employees and more specifically women. I acknowledge that. When it comes to product management and pesticides, specifically the Bene Agri ensures the knowledge transfer and educational growth of all employees. Furthermore, we work with renowned international companies who share our sustainable values and provide a solid and valuable portfolio for us. Women at the Bene Agri are making use of this foundation provided by the company, and given their nurturing nature, being mothers and wives with concerns about the health and well-being of their families and community, they have proved themselves pioneers in focusing on the promotion of safe use of pesticides and sustainable agricultural practices.
That is truly inspiring. How does the Bene Agri promote women's empowerment within its corporate climate? Are there any specific initiatives or programs in place to support women's inclusion and advancement?
Of course, the Bene Agri Holding is actually deeply committed into promoting women's empowerment within the agricultural sector and within its corporate environment. We ensure equal opportunities for both women and men by implementing policies that prohibit gender-biased discrimination in recruitment, promotion, and employment processes. We offer comprehensive training and capacity-building programs focused on agriculture practices and business development in different areas, enabling women to enhance their skills and improve productivity, income, and livelihood. Also, partnerships are crucial to our efforts, and we are proud to have partnered with the UN Global Compact in October 2022, committing to gender equality benchmark.
So Nancy, in terms of reskilling and upskilling, what concrete steps and targets does the Bene Agri adopt and embrace to ensure that women have equal opportunities for professional growth and development within the company?
As I've mentioned earlier, the Bene Agri offers unbiased training and development programs for employees. So these trainings are varied, and they include technical agricultural trainings, self-development skills, soft skills, etc. And recruitment efforts also focus on attracting talented professionals and retaining them. In fact, at the Bene Agri, long-timers like myself, almost 19 years already, are mostly women, and not only in Lebanon, in countries also with harsh environment like Algeria and Iraq.
So indeed, reskilling and upskilling development avenues are shaping the future of business. On a final concluding note, how do you see sustainability shaping the future of agriculture, and how are you setting corporate targets at the Bene Agri?
It's no secret that global warming has triggered a lot of serious environmental changes that could threaten agriculture and also food security. In fact, sustainability is crucial to preserve our soil, enhance our agriculture productivity, and ensure food security. Sustainability in agriculture will involve the adoption of smart irrigation systems for water conservation, because as you probably hear now, drought has reached alarming levels all over the world. It will involve reduction of harmful pesticides use in an aim to protect the environment, prevention of soil erosion to preserve the air and the water to stop the pollution. It will also involve reliance on artificial intelligence to predict, for example, an efficient and timely use of pesticides and fertilizers to reduce costs and preserve the ecosystem. That will also involve the use of new seeds or plant breeds that are resistant to drought and diseases. It will involve the use of biostimulants also. These are types of products that promote plant and also soil health. The Bene Agri is a proud advocate actually of the SDG goals, according to which several targets have been set, such as to promote the adoption of the integrated pest management approach in agriculture and to launch a new business line for biological solution to offer the latest technological advances in precision farming, weather irrigation, weather disease forecast, etc., and also to reduce energy consumption and wastes in the Bene Agri offices.
Happy to see how the Bene Agri is approaching sustainability. Thank you, Nancy, for the industry insights and invaluable input.
Thank you for having me. It's a very interesting topic.
Our talk today has come to an end. Thank you for tuning in for this episode. If you found this content valuable, be sure to subscribe at www.christieslab.com and share with others who are passionate about leadership and business talks. Until next time, remember, women empowerment is smart business.